Also on that ship, we got to go to Seville, in Spain. And you go up this twisty, muddy river. And there's not a whole lot of water there. A very big ship can't get up there. But we was 475 feet long. And we was about as big as could go up there. And there was a tide situation, so sometimes you'd run aground and just have to wait for the tide to come, float you off, and go again. But it was muddy, so it didn't hurt anything. And actually what you did to turn around up there was you stuck your bow against the muddy bank and swung the ship around that way, because it was just a single screw steamship. And when we got there, of course, like seamen are, they traditionally go get drunk, so they did. I'm not talking about the officers right for this instance, but so anyways, we was there for about a day and a half, but one guy who was a Seminole Indian. He always reminded me that when we was on watch, that he was a Seminole Indian, and the Seminoles had never signed a peace treaty with the United States. So I guess he was just trying to tell me to watch my step, you know. So anyway, he went out and he got pretty well drunk, so he was pretty much out of it for about a day. But when it came time to sail, he was the only one in the crew that was really sober enough to steer, because he'd finally sobered up, but the rest of them hadn't. So we headed down the river, and being a narrow river and being close to the bottom and stuff, the ships don't steer very good. And we was coming around this one turn, and we didn't make it. And I remember the bow went right up on the bank, and there was a cow up there, and we almost run over the cow. But it was simply a matter of waiting for the tide to come in a little bit more and back off and going our way.